Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. We are at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Nothing goes better with playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online, chickiesandpetes.com. You can watch the game Sunday here. Come over here. Some crab fries. You know, get a couple beers. So coming up in about, well, next, after the 5 at 5, we have some stunning Jack Fritz audio. We did get a tip online. We had to do some investigating. But you're not going to think the same about Jack after this audio. Jack is off today, so he's not here to defend himself, but we'll have to play that. But before that, Ben Kinney sits in with a top five at five.
Oh, wow.
All right. We have a mostly NFL-focused and mostly positive top five.
Oh,
given, yeah,
from
recent,
you.
Given recent feedback I've received.
Okay.
We have the five winners from draft night. Fun night. I don't know if you guys saw Brian Thomas's mom, and they asked how far they came, and she said Baton Rouge, Louisiana. but it was a fun night. Anyway, number five, the five biggest winners of draft night. That's kind of aside from the point. Number five is Jack Fritz, who we'll get to in a second, because A.J. Brown signs that night right before the draft begins, which means that he definitively did not run A.J. Brown out of town, despite what many people wanted to start pushing, given all the Patriots stuff, given the interview.
You know, poor Jack. All Jack did, truly,
it's unbelievable,
was say, would you trade A.J. Brown for Patrick Surtain?
Yeah.
It is a normal sports radio thing. And by the way, it's not even that outrageous. Basically, the question is, what would you rather have, this all-pro corner or this all-pro wide receiver?
Yes.
It's a normal question on a normal day.
Yep. I stood by that wholeheartedly. Did not regret posing the question as a show. I understand people didn't like hearing it, but it doesn't mean that Jack was doing anything maliciously. He didn't. People were so angry about this. People literally started making up stuff that we didn't say.
Right.
As if we started a trade rumor and reported it like it was some sort of trade going on. That's how angry they were. They're angry at us thinking we're making something up, but they are literally making something up about the show that didn't happen.
Every year, people talk about, would you trade Embiid for this? Would you trade Embiid for that? He's one of the two or three best players in the entire league, and somehow we survive it every year.
Yes.
And now I'm sure there will be something else that Jack gets himself into trouble with, but he is clear of running A.J. Brown out of town.
A.J. is not being ran out of town by Jack.
For now.
This might have to be presented as evidence with the audio coming up. I did hear from sources that he ate dinner before going to his rehearsal dinner for the wedding.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know how that works out ethically.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
All right, so number four. winners of draft night, every Eagles fan. Quinyon Mitchell is anonymous enough that we could just talk ourselves into him being good. Like he's not really polarizing. He's not a receiver that went to Stanford like J-Jaw. Like, he's a good corner that everybody likes. And I haven't heard one person except for Elliott actually angry they drafted him.
Boy, you better hope that Elliott doesn't turn out to be right with this pick.
Oh, he will not let anybody.
We will not hear it at the end of this.
Yep, for sure. He is planning, and it's, you know, every once in a while you got to plant a flag just because of what might happen, what might not happen.
Right.
So, and to be fair, Elliott hasn't been super negative about Mitchell. I think he just didn't want the position more than anything else.
Yes.
So, what's number three, Ben?
He's biased against the Mac as well. Number three is Glenn Mack now. They made a pick in the first round. Like, I started to get scared towards the end of the round that they might trade down. And Glenn, a legend, retiring. It's his last draft show. And the worst thing that could have happened was they just don't make a pick. And he gets to the end of the night, and it's like, all right, we just talk for 3 hours for nothing.
Yeah, I think the Eagles owed him that. You know, he's been doing pregame for so long, doing the draft show for so long. They owe him a pick, at least. That would have been a disaster.
At least a pick,
yes. Absolutely. What's number two?
Number two, biggest winner from draft night are the people who watch Maction. Not naming any specifics or, you know, someone on the show that might or might not watch it. But
watch what?
Maction. Like Tuesday, Wednesday night, the Mac conference that Toledo plays in.
Oh, it's called Maction?
Yeah. That's what they call it on Tuesday and Wednesday night on ESPN and ESPN2.
You're a,
never heard of it.
You're an odd bird, Kenny.
Well, listen, I'm not saying, like, I'm not that smart, so I'm not watching it and being like, oh, that corner would be great.
But sure you are.
No, I'm not. But it's
sure
one of those,
you are.
No. It's one of those things, though, where you could be like, yeah, you watch, you know, Toledo lose to Illinois 30-28, and they made Illinois' terrible quarterback look good. They don't like him for that reason.
And then you would tell me, but they didn't throw on Quinyon Mitchell's side of the field, right?
Again, I'm not that smart. I didn't go that deep into it.
Well, I don't think he hadn't given up many touchdown passes.
No, I don't know how many touchdown passes they throw in the MAC, to be honest.
Okay.
What's number one?
Number one winner of draft night. We touched on it already with the insider rankings, but it is Howard. I know he kind of took a shot at Elliott during the show, but nailing the AJ stuff just on the day of, and then finally it hits right before the draft, by far, vaulting up the rankings.
He was,
yeah,
I agree.
It's huge.
He's got, now, I'm being honest. I'm serious about the insulting other WIP air staff rule. If he breaks it too much, it's going to hurt him. Now, I agree with you. The A.J. Brown scoop was huge from an insider perspective. But being, you know, I'm a very with us or against us kind of guy. You're either with us or against us. So he's got to make that decision at some point. But I agree with you, Ben. It'd be hard to not give Howard credit for that. And he did a huge moment for him in the insider of the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings. We will get back to your calls in a moment at 215-592-9494. Start to talk about tonight a little bit. What do you want the Eagles to do in the second round? What did you think of the pick last night? And do you believe now in Joel Embiid? Do you believe that he has changed? I do. Mm. I believe that he has shown that he is the guy that we've been waiting for him to be. On one leg, with one eye. 215-592-9494. Now, the Jack Fritz audio, I've been teasing for a while. Ike, we got a tip on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Twitter is mostly awful. I would not recommend engaging in it. But occasionally, we do get something from a regular listener of the show. So a piece of information that might make the show better. And I appreciate that stuff a great deal. Mm-hmm. And we got a tweet the other day telling us that there was a certain time during the final out where something happened as Jack was hosting the final out, a sound was made that we had to listen to and determine what happened. And we went back, and Ike, the audio is stunning. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Dave kicks off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, you know, questioned the lineup. And yeah, I'm a high school athletic director, and I got it popped up on my phone and just...
What the hell was that?
Line up and
now remember, he's doing the show a lot of the times from home.
Sure.
So he's comfortable. Maybe the mic is a little too close to the nether regions.
Wow. Hold on. So yeah, that sounded like the one I let out.
That was the one that you would let out.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, that sounds like you had an accident like me.
Ben, can you play it again?
Dave kicks off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last
last night and, you know, questioned the lineup. And yeah, I'm a high school athletic.
Man. What the hell? What the hell was that?
It has to be what we're saying it is.
Well, it certainly sounds like it.
It has to be.
Yeah. What did he think? Nobody's going to find out because he did the final out?
Yeah, and it was, you know, late at night, whatever. Yeah. We got people listening all the time, yeah. Jack. And the nerve of him to not show up for work today when we found
he tried to duck it.
When we found the fart audio from the final out. This is why I came home back to this radio station, is for things like this.
Oh, and he thinks it's going to go unnoticed all through the weekend, and we're going to forget about it next
week.
I'm
never going to forget about this, unless he can prove that it is something other than a fart.
He's certainly going to have to answer for it.
Yeah.
Yes, he has to address this.
Ben, one more time, I just want the list. If you're listening in your car, at home, I want us all to be on the same page about what we heard. One more time, Ben.
Dave kicks off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last night, and, you know, questioned the lineup, and yeah, I'm a high school athletic director.
Now, at home, Jack doesn't have a cough button, you know, to mute himself. He would have to, and I think that's what happened there. Really stunning audio. I don't know what it could be besides a fart. It has to be a fart.
What have we turned into?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rod.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to my dad. I'm sorry to you.
Well, listen, I was victim number one.
Yes.
I've already been humiliated by this for a whole year now.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks, man. Get you out of the booth on Fridays, yeah. I see.
Yeah, it's Dan next week. You're good.
215-592-9494, Jay in Roxborough. Jay, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
What up, Jay?
Yep. Well, first of all, I want to get in on the Sixers a little bit, but as far as that Sixers crowd the other night, you got to keep in mind that three of those guys are from Villanova that plays on Knicks, you know, so, and the guys that can really afford to go to the game, like, you know, and get the good seats are the guys that probably go to Villanova. You know, their parents are the ones on the main line with the money. So I think what you heard the other night, I think that was mostly Villanova fans cheering.
Oh, man. Jay, I think you're crazy, buddy. Those were Knicks fans. I could hear, you can smell them through the screen, brother. That is not, there might have been a couple of people who were Villanova. I'm sure there was a couple of alumni, but those were true. I have to disagree with you there. Those were Knicks fans, I believe.
Yeah, because you got to remember, a lot of Knicks fans are from North Jersey. I mean, a lot of Knicks fans and Villanova students are from North Jersey, too. So I think that's what you saw was that combination. But I think it was more so the Villanova connection there, but You know, I'm sure if they called up and admitted it, they would tell you that, yeah, we're Villanova grad. That's what you heard there.
Are you trusting Embiid to be this kind of guy? Forgetting about the 50 points, but the leadership, the domination on both sides of the court. Are you trusting him for the rest of the series and sort of moving forward?
Listen, I told Ike the other day when I was talking to him, man, listen, Embiid, I'm 100% in on him. You know, he's always been a great, talented guy, but this time, what he's showing you is that he's a Philadelphia 76er guy. You know, when he plays, it seems like he's playing for the city now. You know, because he could have very well set out with that eye and his knee if it was all about just being selfish. You know, a lot of guys, a guy named Kawhi Leonard, if somebody brushed up against him, you know, he's sitting, I'm not playing through pain. I'm not playing through anything. This guy is a warrior. You know, we got a real player here. So I'm going to live and die with Joel. I mean, if we win. Come, I want this guy to retire here. You know, so I'm locked in on him. So I'm never going to have any questions because I was one of those guys like one of your caller with the voice is always saying negative things about Joel.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. Listen. You know, I was one of those guys like Chuck before that was always coming at Embiid's neck. But he showed me this year he was a leading MVP candidate doing it the right way until he got hurt. He's just a guy that has a body that breaks down. I'm not giving up on him because he's not giving up on this city. So as long as he's doing that, I'm behind him.
Yeah, I hear you, man. And I think it's the city, but I think it is, you know, his teammates as well. And I appreciate the call, Jay. I think they look to him for years. I think they've been wanting someone to lead them. Mm-hmm. This team has been even
they've been wanting him
to lead
to them. Lead them.
And even when Butler was here, Butler is a great player. He's not a leader. That's not what he is. You know, he's a great player. He could maybe follow by example sometimes, but this team has been missing the leadership that I saw from Embiid last night. And yes, that includes when Mitchell Robinson puts his foot in Embiid's, you know, his foot's about to come down in Embiid's chest. I like Embiid pushing him away. I know. And by the way, Mitchell Robinson was already hurt. He's been hurt for months. He was hurt leading up to the game. They didn't know how many minutes he could play. He was limping around in and out of the locker room. Can we, like, relax that Embiid hurt Mitchell Robinson? Mitchell Robinson He could have, but I don't think he did.
No, I'm with you. He didn't. Yeah. Unfortunately, he didn't, because I think had he really hurt Embiid, Embiid could be in line to be suspended for game four.
Well, so
had he really hurt
Mitchell. So Mitchell Robinson left in a walking boot. That
you think that's part of gamesmanship to try to get him be suspended? Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's lying, but I'm saying he might be lying.
I could, and if you're the Knicks, you're probably saying
it's not the craziest thing.
Yes, I totally agree.
It's not the craziest thing ever to happen.
Yeah, because the league is going to review that play last night decide whether or not they just want to fine Embiid or let it go or whatever.
100%. And would it be? I'm not saying it's definitely that, but would it be the craziest thing you had ever heard to find out that he put on a walking boot to try it wouldn't be the craziest thing I ever heard either.
As a matter of fact, if I was on the opposing team, it's what I would do.
100%. It'd be a smart move.
Yeah, like I would do it.
Another Jay. Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Mo? How you feel?
This Jay is a little different.
Yeah, a little bit different, Jay. What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
What's up, man?
How you making out with the mole, man? You good?
So you're going with Spike as the mole. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, man. Yeah. How do you get the judge of contest with his pop in there? Come on, man.
No, dude.
Oh, believe me, he's not gonna show any favoritism, that's for sure.
Dude, Jay, there's one thing you can learn from me. I call him straight on this one. If you think that I'm going to cheat for him to win this contest, if anything.
Right.
Look, I'm fair.
The deck is stacked against Howard.
I'm just saying, he's going to have to earn it. I promise you that. I love my dad.
Hey, look,
I am proud of him. I think he does great work. He's going to have to earn it.
Oh,
ain't that cute? Look, now with Joel Embiid, I've always been in on him. It's Maxey I'm in on, his teammate. Because he had to deal with not just injuries, but dealing with a point guard who can't shoot. No career, just the best perimeter player he had. The two-man game with him is ridiculous with them two. So not just Embiid, I'm always in on him because he had talent, but he just needed players around. And he got that perimeter player with him.
Yeah,
so
I thought Maxey was okay last night. The one thing that's happening between those two is that it looked like Embiid's mid-range was coming back a little bit, and them running that little pick and pop that they started running. It was actually Harden that they sort of, like Harden being here, that play became a real thing, and Maxey's gotten much, much better at that, I think. So what do you think of the pick, Jay? What do you think of the pick, Quinion Mitchell?
Oh, I love the pick. I love the pick. So we got a defensive player. He can learn how to play and everything. But my main topic for calling today, I'm disappointed in you, Ike.
Ah, there we go. What you got?
Yeah, letting that fraud from Mount Airy. All of a sudden, his best friend Harper don't write him no letters and think so. Now he Embiid's best friend.
So I want to apologize to one Joel Embiid.
Yeah, look at him. He been killing Joe for years. And then when Harper, his buddy, that pandering fraud called him. Oh, yeah, what's the guy name? Probably had a note. Chump from Mount Airy. The Phillies.
James, man, you are relentless, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, look, that fraud. His name's Stan from Mount Airy now. He's just like Eminem Stan.
Oh,
now
he's
he'd be best friend now because Harper don't write him back.
Well, here's the thing, Jay. Here's the thing. Just like I've done with you in the past, whenever you want to join the family, even though you've been a anti-family member for years, And a nemesis, I'll always welcome you in. So Chuck is seeing the light. And here's the crazy thing. To your point, the moment Embiid doesn't do what he wants, he's jumping right off the ship again. He's going back to being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going back to hating Joel Embiid.
This might be
that.
A setup from him.
Yes.
It might be a setup. Absolutely.
Man, I thought I was in the family.
You're in the family, but you're still one of these families that's you're like a family member. That's always against the family.
No. I know. But when that fraud family, I'll let you in. I thought you were addicted because y'all, look, you and your fucking team, man, we ran out the Boston market the next day, get ready to sit down and eat. Here you come, Ron Dixon running back there. Come on, man. I'm like, all right, man, look, I ain't even get my baked chicken on the plate yet.
He's still holding it against me from 2000 about Ron Dixon returning to opening kickoff in the playoff game.
You know, fair's fair.
You know what I do, because, look, the way this town got on my 45, I got to let everybody else have it. Yep. I don't get no slack. So I let everybody have it. You, Dolph, everybody.
You do. I write that. You don't hold punches. You're actually right.
I appreciate the call, Jay.
I appreciate it, Jay.
Thank you, man. Caller on caller crime there.
Yeah, man.
A little bit of caller on caller crime.
Jay is a little different. He normally gets on Jack every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's who he's normally attacking. He hates the fact that Jack doesn't criticize the Phillies.
Oh, well, Jack deserves a little of that criticism. So coming up next, actually, two pieces of really interesting audio coming up next. First, the newest Eagle, Quavon Mitchell.
Quinion
Mitchell. Sorry.
Quavo.
Well, you keep calling him
Quinion.
Kenyon.
Yeah, that's because I'm not sure with the Q-U. Is it Quinion or
Ben
Kenyon?
Ben told me it was Quinn.
Yeah, what do I know?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, you watch Maction on Tuesdays. Quinion Mitchell modeled his game after a current Eagles player. We'll hear him talk about that. And one of the unsung heroes, well, now he is sung, of last night, that I have been begging Nick Nurse to put in, came through, and he talked about how he succeeded. We'll play you that audio next. This hour is brought to you by Guida Duran Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Duran Window now, today, at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
The road to the NBA Finals start now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.